Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled, The Battle Over Firstborns. Exodus 4, 22 and 23 reads, Then you shall say to Pharaoh, Thus says the Lord, Israel is my son, my firstborn. So I say to you, Let my son go, that he may serve me. But if you refuse to let him go, indeed I will kill your son, your firstborn. The name Lord here is Yahweh, which is associated with the title I Am in Exodus 3:15, and is associated with God's covenant relationship with Israel. The firstborn son was special. It was the position of privilege. It denoted special endearment and honor. God is making it very clear to Pharaoh that the Jews are his chosen and favored people. They are special to him. This was a battle over firstborns. It was Israel versus Pharaoh's child. The sign miracles performed by Moses came with a message. By the way, sign miracles in the Bible always come with a message. They do not happen in a vacuum. There's always a message. The message here to Pharaoh was that the supernatural God of Israel is at work, and he has a special relationship with his people, the Hebrew people. Even though Israel as a nation was the special chosen people group, yet within the nation, salvation was a personal matter involving a choice in the heart of each individual. The command of Yahweh was clear, Let my son go, that he may serve me. The word serve here is the idea of worship. The purpose of this deliverance is stated repeatedly in Exodus to be so that the Israelites might serve God. That is, that they might be free to worship God as he instructs. They were called to be a worshiping people. God then said, But if you refuse to let him go, indeed, I will kill your son. Your firstborn. How's that for a wake-up call? I mean, this is blunt. This is in your face, brutally straightforward, giving him the full medicine without any sugar at all. God was stating just how important Israel is to him, and that if Pharaoh does not comply, then his firstborn son would die. It was a contest over the firstborns. It was Israel, God's son, versus Pharaoh's child. This is a high-stakes battle, and one that Pharaoh would have been wise to not take on. But alas, his foolish heart was hardened, and indeed God did kill his son, his firstborn. This was no idle threat. God's threat should always be taken seriously. The wise heed. The Exodus story, in one way, starts and ends over the issue of firstborn. This is really a lordship issue. Would Pharaoh respond to God's terms, or would he harden himself to the truth of the Lord? Here is how the story ended. Exodus 12:29-31. And it came to pass at midnight that the Lord struck all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh who sat on his throne to the firstborn of the captive who was in the dungeon, and all the firstborn of livestock. So Pharaoh rose in the night, he and all his servants, and all the Egyptians. And there was a great cry in Egypt, for there was not a house where there was not one dead. Then he called for Moses and Aaron by night, and said, Rise, go out from among my people, both you and the children of Israel, and go serve the Lord as you have said. Wow. God's lordship could not be denied. Pharaoh was bludgeoned into submission. In the end, what God had sovereignly ordained for his son, quote-unquote his son, would be accomplished. God is God. He is the God of Israel, his firstborn son. God has chosen to reveal himself to the world through Israel, and the Exodus was a major revelation that he is the God over all other false gods. He is the God of Israel, his firstborn. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.